Dolores is just vile, isn't she?
I think it's like, how many times would you want to do that to your own school? And I think
especially the teacher, what no one likes, to have a firework dragon just engulf her and rip all the rules down off the wall.
Now, Hermione demonstrates some real girl power in a universally loved moment.
It's really quite shocking, really, for her, because it's just something so out of character. And we've never really seen that side to her before.
Look who's here.
Ah, come to see the show.
You foul, loathsome, evil little cockroach.
Hermione, no.
Hermione's always been, you know, depicted as the geek, you know, the swat. And after years of being taunted, of being called a mudblood, she finally gets her revenge.
Villainous school bully Draco Malfoy really should have known better than to mess with our Miss Granger.
Malfoy, you okay?
Such a good moment. And the fact that she hits him with a fist, and it's not like a spell or something, it's actually like a physical hit, there's something very satisfying about that.
Draco gets it. Quite frankly, he's been asking for it.
Actually, originally said in the script that Hermione slaps Draco, and I think they were worried that a punch was going to be a little too physical. So I said to Emma, do you want to run this? We should rehearse it. We should make this as convincing as possible. Slap me. She was like, no, I'm not going to slap you. I said, go on, slap me right now. Let's just do this, do the motions. And when I said slap me, I was like, movie slap me.
I'm not really sure. I feel terrible. I feel really bad. I'm not really sure what I was thinking.
She just went, and just smacked me right across the face, which completely took me, I didn't know what to do. And I was just like, yeah, that was really good. That was great. And kind of walked off sheepishly.
Malfoy, you okay? Let's go.
That felt good.